and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek.
We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to socialize,
but I don't think we should.
A spooky, scary skeleton shouts, start.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Sunday, October 9th, so we've got, of course, another October show. Today, we have something that, after looking at it, I can't really believe that we haven't covered this before, and almost was like, have we gone over this before? But it didn't sound familiar. So, we're going to go through it. This is the Wikipedia list of unusual deaths, okay? So, rare circumstances, unique, whatever. And these are pretty amazing. Now, we may not get through all of these. We may have to do, you know, up to the modern era separately. But let's just get started. We're going to start with antiquity. Now, there are a lot of fucking names in here that I don't know how to say. Okay? So, I'm just going to do my best. Let's see. In 620 BC, there was a dude named Draco, an Athenian lawmaker, who was smothered to death by gifts of cloaks and hats showered upon him by appreciative citizens at a theater. So, already you're like, so this dude died because people were like, oh, thank you so much, and they gave him so much shit that he was buried in it. Off to a great start. What can I say? 564 BC. Arician, a Greek Pancratiast, good lord, caused his own death during the Olympic finals. Held by his unidentified opponent in a stranglehold and unable to free himself, Arician's trainer shouted, "What a fine funeral if you do not submit at Olympia." Arician then kicked his opponent with his right foot while casting his body to the left, causing his opponent so much pain that he made the sign of defeat to the umpires, while at the same time breaking Arician's own neck as the other fighter still had him in a stranglehold. Since the opponent had conceded defeat, Arician was proclaimed victor posthumously. I feel like this is how, like, a Rocky movie needs to end. Somehow he gets killed in the ring or dies just outside the ring after the bout, but, you know, is the victor. That's great. That's a tale. 475 BC, Heraclitus, the Greek philosopher. That's a word I do know. In one account given by some guy, is said to have been devoured by dogs after smearing himself with cow manure to cure his dropsy. Oh, man. So, you're like, this is one of those things where you're like, you know, you've had those thoughts of maybe you're doing something weird or stupid in your apartment, and you're like, if someone was going to walk in right now, like, if I died right now and someone was going to walk in on this tableau, this would be one of my least favorite options of that. And that's got to be, you know, he's like, well, I covered myself in shit. And then I was killed by dogs. 455 BC. Things are speeding up. Aeschylus, the great Athenian author of tragedies. Valerius Maximus wrote that he was killed by a tortoise dropped by an eagle that had mistaken his bald head for a rock suitable for shattering the shell of a reptile. And supposedly he was staying outdoors to avert a prophecy that said he would be killed by a falling object. So it's like, you know, that's like, I feel like that's an extra fuck you, because it's sort of like, this guy was, it's like your mom is so fat, except it's like this guy was so bald that he died from it. 401 BC, Mithridates, a soldier who embarrassed his king by boasting of killing his rival, was executed by scaphism. He survived the insect torture for 17 days. Now, what is the scaphism, for those of us who don't know? Scaphism, also known as the boats, was an ancient Persian method of execution designed to inflict torturous death. The intended victim was stripped naked, of course, and then firmly fastened within the interior space of two narrow rowing boats or hollowed out tree trunks, joined together, one on top of the other, with the head, hands, and feet protruding. The condemned was forced to ingest milk and honey, and more honey would be poured onto him to attract insects, with special attention devoted to the eyes, ears, mouth, face, genitals, and anus. In some cases, the executioner would mix in special attention devoted to the eyes, ears... Baby, I'm going to devote special attention to your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your face, genitals, and anus. This would make a great, wedding vows. Much like the old torture known as the boats, I will be devoted to your eyes, devoted to your ears, mouth, face, and special attention will be paid to your genitals and anus. In some cases, the executioner would mix milk and honey and pour that mixture all over the victim. He would then be left to float on a stagnant pond or be exposed to the sun. The defenseless individual's feces accumulated within the container, attracting more insects which would eat and breed within the victim's exposed flesh, which, pursuant to interruption of the blood supply by burrowing insects, became increasingly gangrenous. The individual would lie naked, covered from head to toe in milk, honey, and his own feces. The feeding would be repeated each day, in some cases to prolong the torture so that fatal dehydration or starvation did not occur. Death, when it eventually occurred, was probably due to a combination of dehydration, starvation, and septic shock. Delirium would typically set in after a few days. I would hope so. In other recorded versions, the insects did not eat the person. Biting and stinging insects, such as wasps, were attracted by the honey on the body, and that acted as the torture. Cool. Yeah, I would say that's pretty unusual. 17 days this guy survived. That's hardcore. I feel like that's a little bit of a fuck you because, this guy's like, you killed my rival? Well, now I have to kill you because you killed my rival. I was supposed to kill him. You know, I'm the baddest motherfucker. But then this guy survives for 17 days and you're like, that dude's a pretty fucking bad dude. 288 BC, Agathocles was murdered by a poison toothpick. Okay. I guess that's, only get the toothpicks that are wrapped in little wrappers, I guess, if you're getting a toothpick for whatever reason. It's like one of those things that every restaurant seems to have that I'm like, I don't think you need this. I don't think every restaurant, should you be supplying dental tools to people? No, I don't think so. If you're gonna, get some fucking, one-use toothbrushes or something. Do it for real. 270 BC, Philidius of somewhere is said by someone to have studied arguments and erroneous word usage so intensely that he wasted away and starved to death. So that's like, that's basically the world's biggest nerd. He was such a fucking nerd that he couldn't feed himself. Good one. 210 BC, Qin Shi Huang, the first emperor of China, died after ingesting several pills of mercury in the belief that it would grant him eternal life. I mean, if you saw mercury, I'm a little on this guy's side, because if you just saw mercury around and like it's, behaving the way mercury behaves, it looks like fucking T-1000, I'd be like, okay. Let's see, 206 BC, one ancient account of the death of Chrysippus, the 3rd century BC Greek Stoic philosopher, tells that he died of laughter after he saw a donkey eating his figs. He told a slave to give the donkey neat wine to drink to wash them down, and then, having laughed too much, he died. So he's like, look at that donkey eating figs. That is fucking hilarious. That donkey's eating my figs. That seems like a term, since this guy died of laughter, like a comedian would use when they're like, I am killing this audience. They'd be like, these donkeys are eating my figs like nobody's fucking business. That's a guy I could get along with. Oh, there's a bust of him. He looks kind of dopey, but I like that, it's just like this guy saw this thing that was so fucking funny that he died. Isn't that the way to go? You're just like, it's too funny. And you're dying, and you're eventually probably like, oh my god, I'm dying. But you're just like, I don't care, that donkey was eating those figs. 258 AD, the deacon St. Lawrence was roasted alive on a giant grill. Someone tells that he joked with his tormentors, "Turn me over, I'm done on this side." He is now the patron saint of cooks, comedians, and firefighters. Well, that's interesting. Okay. A giant grill, huh? Like a pig roast. Now we're in the Middle Ages, and the names are even worse. 892, Sigurd the Mighty of Orkney strapped the head of his defeated foe to his horse's saddle. The teeth of the head grazed against his leg as he rose, causing a fatal infection. See, that's the stuff I like. I'm like, see, why you gotta be an asshole? It's like, there were a lot of ways to die from just kind of being a dick in old times, you know, because you would get an infection like that and die. And you're like, if you could have just, you know, you'd had to chop this guy's head off and then put it on your horse. That's what you get, motherfucker. 1063, Bela the First of Hungary. When the Holy Roman Empire decided to launch a military expedition against Hungary to restore young Solomon to the throne, was seriously injured when his throne broke beneath him. The king, who was half dead, was taken to the western borders of his kingdom where he died at the creek. So his throne just broke? Is that just because he died, or what's up with that? 1131, Crown Prince Philip of France died while riding through Paris when his horse tripped over a black pig running out of a dung heap. Yeah, see, this is the thing, is like, you're never going to hear, you know, President Obama died today because a rat ran out of a pile of garbage and he was on a, you know, a chariot that flipped over. And you just be like, oh man, that's fucked up, but pretty awesome. 1258, Al-Mustasim, the last something of something, was executed by his Mongol captors by being rolled up in a rug and then trampled by horses. Oh, man. They really got creative. Sometimes, you know, I appreciate these old-timey torturous deaths because I'm like, that's a lot of fucking work. You know, like this death of the boats, right? You could do that today. You could go buy a fucking a couple kayaks, glue them together with a dude inside, and it's not that big of a deal. But, like, it would have taken forever to make these boats, and I gotta assume that when you make these boats, by the way, and then they're filled with, like, a rotting gangrenous corpse and his shit, you ain't selling that boat to anybody, right? That's not anyone, no one's like, I'll take it. So it's a lot of work. But then, you know, some of these, you're just like, what do we got handy? We got horses, we got a rug, let's fucking roll them up in that shit and run over them. 1327, Edward II of England, after being deposed and imprisoned by his wife, blah, 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 was rumored to have been murdered by having a horn pushed into his anus through which a red-hot iron was inserted, burning out his internal organs without marking his body. Okay, fuck you. However, there's no real academic consensus on the manner of Edward II's death, and it has been plausibly argued that the story is propaganda. Well, that's not fun. Why would you add that? Oh, some people don't think it's true. Oh, okay. Well, never mind then. No, that's too great of a story. 1346, John of Bohemia, after being blind for 10 years. You know what's great about that story? They put this, you know, I'm like trying to figure out where this is going because they're like, they put a horn in his butt. And you're like, oh, because that way the red hot poker doesn't damage his butt. So they're just like, what happened to this guy? Although, that seems like a weird way to kill someone in that time, like in, you know, 13 whatever. Because you're like, well, I'm sure people died all the fucking time and they had no idea why. I mean, if you just had a heart attack, wouldn't they just be like, I don't know, spirits or something? 1346, John of Bohemia, after being blind for 10 years, died in the Battle of Creci when he tied his army's horse reins to his own and charged. He was slaughtered in the ensuing fight. See, again, if you're going to be an asshole, he's like, no, no. I'm going out. I'm going in. And they're like, you're blind. You sure you want to be in like a medieval style battle? I mean, and he's like, I'll just tie my horse to this other dude. I'll be fine. It's like, okay. Then they're like, yeah, he didn't make it. I'm sure the people who are, you know, like working at the horse stable or whatever. And, you know, they're like, so where's John? And they're like, he didn't make it. They're like, no fucking shit. 1387, Charles II of Navarre, known as Charles the Bad. Blah, blah, blah. The king, suffering from illness in his old age, was ordered by his physician to be tightly sewn into a linen sheet soaked in distilled spirits. The highly flammable sheet accidentally caught fire, and Charles later died of his injuries. The chronicler considered the horrific death to be God's judgment upon the king. Let's sew you up into a sheet full of booze. Like medicine back in the day was just, you got to give him credit for trying shit, I guess. I kind of think that's like a doctor was the ultimate creative back in the day. Because they were just like, well, you have to come up with something that they feel will have some effect. And that sounds crazy enough that they're like, maybe it'll work. But then, you know, obviously doesn't do shit. But, you know, when it doesn't work, that they're like, well, it's because it caught on fire. Not because sewing you up in a sheet soaked in whiskey doesn't really do anything. 1410, Martin of Aragon died from a combination of indigestion and uncontrollable laughing. Martin was suffering from indigestion on account of eating an entire goose when his favorite jester, Bora, entered the king's bedroom. When Martin asked Bora where the jester had been, the jester replied with, "Out of the next vineyard where I saw a young deer hanging by his tail from a tree as if someone had so punished him for stealing figs." The joke caused the king to die from laughter. Something about animals eating figs, I guess. That was the fucking joke. If you ever get stuck back in time, okay, either become a doctor because you come up with these weird things, or become a jester and just make a lot of jokes about animals eating figs. That's the whatever of that time. That's the, you ever notice how of that time? 1478, George Plantagenet was allegedly executed by drowning in a barrel of Malmsey wine at his own request. It's like, just finish me off by drowning me in wine. Bury me with my money. 1567, Hans Steinberger died when he broke his neck by tripping over his own beard. The beard, which was 4.5 feet long at the time, was usually kept rolled up in a leather pouch. Of course it was. Oh, man, that's funny. I like that. That's a good for these beard wars, you know. I wonder if on those shows, like, you know what would make, it wouldn't make it worth it. I was going to say it would make it worth it, but would make it good. Is if on those beard wars type shows, they were like, what's the worst incident you've had because of your beard? Because I guarantee you some shit's happened. 1660, Thomas Urquhart. Blah, 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 is said to have died laughing upon hearing that Charles II had taken the throne. That's interesting. So, no donkeys eating a fig then, okay. 1667, James Betts died from asphyxiation after being sealed in a cupboard in an attempt to hide, by somebody in an attempt to hide him from her father, John Spencer. Now we're talking. I see what's happening there. Come to my window, go in the cupboard, because my dad is home. 1687, Jean-Baptiste Lully, the French composer, died of a gangrenous abscess after accidentally piercing his foot with a staff while he was vigorously conducting. It was customary at that time to conduct by banging a staff on the floor. Awesome. I'm regretting that we already used the Dumb Ways to Die song here. 1771, Adolf Frederick, King of Sweden, died of digestion problems after having consumed a meal of lobster, caviar, sauerkraut, smoked herring, and champagne, topped off with 14 servings of his favorite dessert, semla, served in a bowl of hot milk called hetvag. He is thus remembered by Swedish school children as the king who ate himself to death. Nice. Nicely done. 1854, William Snyder, a 13-year-old, died when a circus clown swung him by his heels. Now we're talking. Can you imagine you're at the circus and a clown just picks up a kid by the heels and swings him around and then he's just dead? And you're like, here's what I wonder. 1854. Does the circus, are they like, well, that's the end of the circus today? Or are they like, hey, I saw 5 13-year-olds get trampled by a horse on the way here. Keep fucking going. We're over it. 1871, Clement Vallingham, a lawyer, defending a man on a charge of murder, accidentally shot himself, demonstrating how the victim might have shot himself while in the process of drawing a weapon when standing from a kneeling position. Though the defendant was cleared, Valdingham died of his wound. I feel like, okay, if that happens, something like that, as the guy's dying, you should be like, you won, you cleared the guy. So then he's like, oh, at least it was an all for naught. You know, regardless of whether, you know, they're like, oh, fuck that shit. You should still just tell him, right? So he dies thinking. Let's see. 1900s. We're in the 1900s. 1903. An unnamed person was beaten to death with a Bible during a healing ceremony gone wrong in Honolulu. We'll beat the devil out of him with the Bible and also the life. 1919. The Great Molasses Flood occurred in the North End neighborhood of Boston when a large molasses storage tank burst and a wave of molasses rushed through the streets at an estimated 35 miles an hour, killing 21 people and injuring an additional 150. The event has entered local folklore, and for decades after, residents claim that on hot summer days, the area still smelled of molasses. That's a lot of fucking molasses. I'm looking at a picture they have here. Oh, yeah. Like the whole... There's a bunch of collapsed buildings and shit. Well, that's interesting. And there we got the saying, sweet, sassy, molassy. 1923, George Herbert, who did some shit, died at age 56 from a mosquito bite on his face, which he later cut while shaving. The bite became infected. But some attributed his death to the so-called curse of the pharaohs because he did some Egyptian shit. 1926, Philip McLean, 16, became the only person documented to have been killed by a cassowary. After encountering the bird on their local family farm, McLean and his brother decided to kill it with clubs. When McLean struck the bird, it knocked him down, then kicked him in the neck, opening a long cut in one of the main blood vessels. Though the boy managed to get back on his feet and run away, he collapsed a short while later and died from the hemorrhage. See, there that's what you get. That's what you get, motherfucker. You're going to kill a bird, you kill it with a gun, then makes it explode. You don't hit it with a club. 1927, Isadora Duncan, dancer, died of a broken neck when her long scarf caught on the wheel of a car in which she was a passenger. That's like some Pulp Fiction shit. Can you imagine that? And you're just like in the car and she just jerks to the side and she's dead and you're like, oh my God. All right, now we're getting into kind of the modern times here. 1958, Gareth Jones collapsed and died between scenes of a live television play. The director continued to play to its conclusion, improvising around Jones' absence. Jones' character was to have a heart attack, which is what Jones suffered during the performance. Okay. That's kind of coincidence, but I wouldn't say it's an unusual... See, I don't like these coincidental ones, like the mosquito or whatever. I like the ones that are like, the way they died is real fucking weird. 1961, U.S. Army Specialists John Burns and Richard Leroy McKinley and Navy electrician's mate Richard C. Legg were killed by a water hammer explosion during the maintenance on the SL-1 nuclear reactor in Idaho. Is a water hammer supposed to be exciting? Is that something I'm supposed to know about? Water hammer is a pressure surge or wave caused when a fluid in motion is forced to stop or change direction. Whoa, that's cool. So it's basically an underwater wave. See, why wouldn't they call it that? When they call it that, I'm like, oh, okay. I thought this was just some fucking tool. 1966, skydiver Nick Plantanita died from the effects of uncontrolled decompression 4 months after an attempt to break the world record for highest parachute jump. During his third attempt, his face mask came loose, causing loss of air and pressure. See, that's not... Yeah, no shit. 1971... Georgi Dobrovolsky, Vladislav Volkov, and Viktor Pasiev. Oh, these are cosmonauts. I know this. They died when their spacecraft depressurized during reentry. These are the only known human deaths outside of the Earth's atmosphere. So that's pretty cool. 1974, Basil Brown, a 48-year-old health food advocate, drank himself to death by consuming 10 gallons of carrot juice in 10 days, causing him to overdose on vitamin A and suffer severe liver damage. 1977, Tina Christofferson. See, people like those, like, ironic, what they consider ironic, you know? That's like Jim Fix, the runner, who died of, like, a heart attack, and they're like, see, it's so fucking healthy. But that doesn't really do anything for me, because because I'm like, yeah, nothing's healthy when you overdo it. And also, you know, sometimes people have heart attacks. What are you going to do? 1977, Tina Christofferson, a woman reportedly having an IQ of 189, died when she fanatically drank 4 gallons of water a day to combat stomach cancer. Okay. 1977, Tom Price, a driver in the 1977 South African Grand Prix, was killed after being struck in the head by a fire extinguisher. Okay. See, these aren't exciting to me. These are like when you watch fail videos and it's like BMX, you know. How many times am I going to see someone crash on a fucking bike? I get it. I get it. 1978, Kurt Gödel, the Austrian-American logician and mathematician, died of starvation when his wife was hospitalized. He suffered from extreme paranoia and refused to eat food prepared by anyone else. That is a problem. 1979, Robert Williams, a worker at the Ford Motor Co. plant, was the first known human to be killed by a robot after the arm of a one-ton factory robot hit him in the head. See, now this is the kind of thing that I'm like, that's a distinction, right? I will say these unusual deaths, you know, like this is a section of the Book of World Records, right? Died outside the atmosphere, first person to be killed by a robot. And that robot, you know, is like, in 100 years or whatever, in Robopedia, they're going to be like, X254545 was the first robot to kill a human in 1979. 1979, again, John Bowen, a 20-year-old, was attending a football game during a halftime show. I'm already like, this is going to be good. During a halftime show event featuring custom-made remote control flying machines, a 40-pound model plane shaped like a lawnmower accidentally dived into the stand, striking Bowen and another spectator, causing severe head injuries. Bowen died in the hospital 4 days later. I was kind of hoping that was going to be a little bit more like bad behavior at the football game, but, you know, what are you going to do? That's still pretty good. Okay, so here's the deal. We have a lot more, like we've only gotten halfway through the list, and this is getting up to what I call the modern era, which is when Pete was alive. So, we will get back to these tomorrow. So if you're waiting for more unusual deaths, which I'm sure you are, stay tuned. Supernatural or shy, what's all the fuss? But bags of bones seem so unsafe, it's semi-serious. Spooky, scary skeletons are silly.